And thus I make you welcome to all my poor establishment. I was admitted to the McIntosh household, I and my good tobacco, but nothing else. Unluckily, one cannot visit a loafer in the Serai by day. Friends buying horses would not understand it. Consequently, I was obliged to see McIntosh after dark. He laughed at this and said simply, "You are perfectly right. When I enjoyed a position in society rather higher than yours, I should have done exactly the same thing. Good heavens, I was once..." He spoke as though he had fallen from the command of a regiment. "An Oxford man." This accounted for the reference to Charlie Simmons' stable. "You," said McIntosh slowly, "have not had that advantage. But to outward appearance, you do not seem possessed of a craving for strong drinks. On the whole, I fancy that you are the luckier of the two. Yet I'm not certain. You are, forgive me saying so, even while I am smoking your excellent tobacco, painfully ignorant of many things." We were sitting together on the edge of his bedstead, for he owned no chairs, watching the horses being watered for the night, while the native woman was preparing dinner. I did not like being patronised by a loafer, but I was his guest for the time being, though he owned only one very torn alpaca coat and a pair of trousers made out of gunny bags. He took the pipe out of his mouth and went on judicially, "All things considered..."